listening to Real World News.
Interview with Kenya Debt Relief Network's Executive Director, Wahu Kara. The social movements and organizations always resist the project of transnational corporations, international financial institutions, and the countries tied to a decadent economy system aimed at profiting and that oppresses the peoples and nature, said Kenya's Debt Relief's Kendren Executive Director, Wahu Kara. Those social networks are promoting economic justice and a world based on values like peace and harmony, said the activist in an interview with Lucy Ortiz of Friends of the Earth Brazil for Real World Radio. Lucia is also the coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism program of Friends of the Earth International. Kendren is a member of the Jubilee South Network, which comprises social movements, grassroots and religious groups, and campaigns against debt in over 50 countries of Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean, and Asia-Pacific. Rewood Radio interviewed Kara as part of the grassroots forum BRICS Bottom Up, held on March 22nd to the 27th in Durban, South Africa, in parallel to the fifth meeting of heads of state of the so-called emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, BRICS, hosted in the same city. The activists participated in several activities of the parallel event. The forum was hosted by Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa, the Environmental Alliance of the Community of the South of Durban, and the Center for Civil Society of the University of KwaZulu-Natal. It was supported by organizations from all over the world. Over 500 representatives of social organizations of Africa and the BRICS countries participated. At BRICS Bottom Up, the tens of non-governmental organizations, trade unions, and social movements warned that the BRICS are adopting imperialistic positions and promoting the interests of big corporations that explore Africa, as published in an article of BBC Brazil on March 27th. The participants for the forum also questioned the decision-making processes of the emerging countries for not consulting civil society organizations. The BRICS governments often use a radical rhetoric using anti-imperialism as their flag, and during this year's summit, they will no doubt impress the rest of Africa by saying that their corporations offer better investments in infrastructure, mining, energy, and agriculture than the traditional transnational corporations of the North, the three hosts of parallel events said in a press release issued on March 20th. The participants of BRICS Bottom Up are especially concerned about the promotion of the participation of big transnational corporations from BRICS in the countries of the bloc, as there is a risk that they will further violate people and environmental rights, as the European and US corporations have done so far. During the interview with Rio Wood Radio, Kara also highlighted the achievements of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of the Americas, ALBA, and the inspiration that political transformation in Latin America means for the peoples of the world. Let's now listen to the interview.
We are here from Durban, South Africa, 25th of March, with Wahu from Kenya, a very strong woman from the Debt Relief Movement. She is going to tell us about the reasons why to be here in the BRICS from Below meetings and workshops and actions to question the role of the BRICS meeting and the proposal of the BRICS Bank. So Wahu, please tell us.
Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Wahu Kara, a Kenyan. I work for an organization called Kenya Debt Relief Network, which is a member network of Jubilee South. And we are here in Durban, joining with others to put our dialogue into seeking out what we can do with the BRICS from below, because our experience is that we have to continue resisting this decadent system, this system that does not work for people, this system that is driven by greed for profit, and this system that has become notorious in the damage of our environment. And because our debt campaign has allowed us to participate in the resistance process of economic justice, ecological justice, and climate justice, we would not miss the opportunity to be here in Durban to make a point and to put our energy and our thoughts together to the vision that we hold dearly and very strongly, that it is only the people, the global citizenry, that can be able to offer ourselves another alternative world which has an economy that will work for people, which will be directed by the needs but not the greed, and which will be guided mostly by the principles of equity. And therefore, We are here for the BRICS to understand and to know that they are not reorganizing the world in recloning themselves as a people's voice or as a people's liberator, but we are here to tell them that we know them. We know how they reconstruct themselves, how they re-engineer themselves every material time when they realize that the people's power is beginning to emerge and the people's power is about to offer themselves the alternative world, a world of peace and harmony. Therefore, for BRICS, is just another, I would say, cloud that we shall watch and shall engage with, like we have engaged with the World Bank and the IMF, the G8, and the WTO. We will follow them wherever they shall go. We are always ahead of them. That's what I would want to say. The people are always ahead of these institutions, but they want to use their economic might and their armament violence to continue mystifying the power they have and to continue demystifying the power of the people, because the power of the people is driven by our spiritual determination and commitment, whereas theirs is driven by their greed, their profit, their mercenary. And for me, as an African, I'm in Durban because I want the South African leadership to know that I know there are mercenaries, and I know many African leaders who are mercenaries, and I know the African continent has had the disadvantage of being raped left, right, and center. But that does not mean that the African continent cannot stand up for their self-determination. I speak out of the encouragement of resistance the African has shown since slavery, colonialism, neocolonialism, and even now. The BRICS and their bank is a business of their being co-opted by the corporate world, trying to use the strength and the energy of the people of the South. And they want to make us see like Brazil, a country we respect and a people we work with. Like I have participated greatly within the process of the World Social Forum. And this was because of the encouragement and inspiration of the Brazilian people when they were able to vote in Lula, President Lula, their past president, from a workers' party. And we all went to Porto Alegre, celebrated, and continued to imagine and to think together globally the beautiful, wonderful visions we have for another world which is possible and which we are making. And that is the goodwill, that is the legitimacy Brazil is locating herself in this process, from my point of view. And that is the goodwill India is locating themselves in. That is the goodwill China is locating themselves and also South Africa in the name of the South. And this is because it's so clear, and especially from the energy that was built up by the World Social Forum process, is that Latin America, Africa, and Asia, the South, so to speak, the people of the South. And that's why I am proud to be a member of Jubilee South. It is that a voice for once, our voice as the South people and our face as the South people have been recognized, have been able to connect globally. When I talk about Porto Alegre, when I talk about Rio de Janeiro, when I talk about Bombay, when I talk about Delhi, when I talk about Hong Kong, when I talk about South Africa, Johannesburg, when I talk about Dakar, when I talk about Bamako, when I talk about Morocco, I'm only but saying these are no longer images on the map. This is where I have worked with people, and we've sat together, like I'm sitting with my sister here as I give this interview, in manifesting the gallant resistance of our people as the Brazilian and the Latin America are taken through by the Bolivian resistance spirit. I am taken on by the Mau Mau Kemadi resistance spirit, and the South African are taken on by the gallant Shaka Zulu spirit. So we are not a dispossessed continent. That's what I am saying. We are not a lost continent, and Africa is a continent that shall show the forward-looking determination for self-determination, not now for political civil rights freedom, but for economic liberation, which will lead us to our emancipation. What else can demonstrate that better than what is happening with the ALBA countries, with their new economic framework, which they have thought clearly and have already put in a framework in place? What other moment than this that we can arise and take the baton of our comrade Hugo Chavez, who I know is seeing us as we are having this interview, and he can see that indeed his spirit is not dead. He could have just rested, but his spirit continues to inspire us. And I am so confident we shall now be wearing the red shirts from Latin America to Africa to Asia. The alternative of the BRICS. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wahu. We are amazed to see how Latin American people and the projects, the alternative projects, political projects for our Americas and ALBA has inspired people here in Africa and in South Africa. And to say that your inspiration, it's the other way around also for us. And it will reach people that are now in the international meeting gatherings to celebrate the legacy of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Thank you so much.
I feel so happy and very privileged to join that celebration. I met Hugo Chavez in Porto Alegre in 2005, and I still remember very vividly how honored I was for him to acknowledge that he had a connection with Africa. So my determination is to make his legacy alive. And the time I visited their embassy in Nairobi to pay solidarity with them, that is exactly what I say. And that's why the Latin American people, you've done your part. You have shown it can be done. You have dedicated Castro. You have shown alternative thinking is a heritage and a wealth of the people of the world. And you have shown we can take our space and have a sustenance of defending that space until we deliver these alternatives. Congratulations for ALBA.
Thank you.
You are listening to Real World News.